Well, there's a shim tomorrow and Monday. We gotta keep going in Anish and try to finish it off because we have to do a dinim about benching and things of that sort. There's a few dinim we have to finish up by Aninis. You know, the Surya about Aninis and you know, Mishyash Lakovro and Mishomer the Mace. So we have to finish those up. Okay, let's just finish in the Chumash. And that is the following. You know, the Ramban says there were a lot of great men in Klal Yisrael. And they were listed in prominence of order. That means Kalev was 3, Yoshua was 5. That means there were men greater than Kalev and Yoshua, which is amazing. And we find that they faltered and these great Gedolim fell. And the Zohar says, why? The Zohar says, because when they got to Eretz Yisrael, they thought they were going to be replaced with different Nesim. Because the Avodas Hashem is different in Eretz Yisrael. The Sfasemis writes, the three mitzvahs in the Parsha, Sitzis, Challah, and Nesachim. Sitzis comes from you working on the wool to sanctify the mundane, make Sitzis. Challah you take from the wheat, you work at it. You press the grapes from Nesachim. In the Midbar, it was all mon. Everything was on the plate. But there's a new type of Avodah Hashem where you have to work. And they thought they were going to be supplanted with new Nesim, with this new type of Avodah Hashem. And because of that, they slandered Eretz Yisrael. And this was a horrible thing. Yoshua and Kalev tore Kriya. And it speaks volumes about when you're in a position of leadership, you have to make sure you're doing the things for the right reasons, for Avodah Hashem, not for your own kavod. Here you see these gedolim slandered Eretz Yisrael. And slandering Eretz Yisrael is blaspheming Hashem. Because when Hashem gave us the Torah, the Medrash says we were married to Him. And every marriage is a ksuba. And if there's no ksuba, the woman and the husband, the husband and the woman, the wife, can't be together. What's the ksub in the marriage of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Eretz Yisrael. And when they slandered Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't Stam Lashon Hara about an inanimate object. Not allowed to talk Lashon Hara about someone's car, because the next sentence you can talk about the guy. But this was not Stam Lashon Hara about an inanimate object. It was breaking the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael. That's why the Gaon says, why are all the beautiful gemaras about Eretz Yisrael found in ksubas? That Gadat and Himsech is connected with Halach and Himsech, because Eretz Yisrael is the ksuba. So I wanted to suggest that, that's what Rav Sosevsky Shlita said over from the Gaon. But I wanted to suggest that Kalev and Yoshua tore Kriya, because one of the, we'll get to Kriya, but one of the categories of tearing Kriya is when you hear Gidufo Shemakom, when you hear blaspheming. This was blaspheming Hashem. That's why they tore Kriya. Because it was breaking this relationship. And that is why we have to be so careful that in positions of leadership, we're doing it for the right reason, not for the kavod. Because you see what happened with guys that are even greater with you than Yoshua and Kalev. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Moshe Rabbeinu daven for Yoshua. Yaakov Kamenetsky says because Yoshua wasn't married. Kalev was married at that time to Miriam. So he knew that his wife would protect him. Yoshua was single. He wasn't married at that time. But Rav Shach's son-in-law, the Shari Oris, says that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yoshua, not for Yoshua's sake, which we usually think. He davened for Yoshua because Moshe Rabbeinu needed him. Yoshua was his Talmud Muvok. And without his Talmud Muvok, he was afraid he wouldn't be able to function properly. Like the Gemara says that if a Talmud kills someone b'shogeg, magnan rabu imo, we exile the Rebbe with him. Because the Rambam says, believe Torah, it's like Misa. Without Torah, it's like death. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the Gemara Bava Metzia, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't function without his Talmud Reish Lakish. The Talmidim ended up davening that he should die. So he wants to say, Moshe Rabbeinu daven for Yoshua's sake. But what we want to bring out is that you have to be careful about positional leadership. You guys want to be Rabbanim. You're doing it for Avodas Hashem. And no matter how great you are, it could seep into you. And number two, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. You never speak badly about Eretz Yisrael. I don't care about any part of Eretz Yisrael or any people. Any part of Eretz Yisrael, never speak badly about. Tel Aviv, you want to speak? Don't speak bad about Tel Aviv. Okay, any part of Eretz Yisrael, you don't speak bad about, because that was considered Kiddushu Shel Makom. It's breaking the Ksuba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So these two nekudas about making sure about the gaiva, and number two about the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, we have to chazer over when we think about this parsha of Shlach Lecha. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Chazer over the Bekiyas too, and the shir what we've been doing, and then on Monday, hopefully Tuesday, we'll finish our news. Yeah, the two.